You're listening to the Uncensored Direct Marketing Show. This show is designed for direct response marketers who want raw, unfiltered conversion tips and secrets to scale their offers profitably to reach their next million. I'm Maria Sparakis. I'm the founder of Direct Paint and your host. Now let's dive in. How to understand which payment gateways are available for you on your Shopify store. My name is Maria Sparagas, and I help thousands of 7- and 8-figure merchants figure out their payment processing so they can be reliable and worry-free. Today, I want to talk to you about the payment gateways that are available for you on your Shopify store. So I get questions like this all the time, you know, people who have been shut down from Shopify or people who are on Shopify and wondering, you know, what other options are out there. It could be that you're not eligible to use Shopify payments or that you just rather work with somebody else. So today I'm going to explore with you what options you have, different options in terms of pricing, and how you can ensure you get the most value from your Shopify store. First things first, I just want to explain to you what is the process, like how does Shopify work? And understanding this will help you understand also what options you have available for you and how this all works. Now, let me give you a quick example of a checkout flow. So you have your customer that essentially accesses your checkout page or your website in order to buy something. That checkout page is hosted on a shopping cart, most likely. In this case, we're talking about Shopify. So it is hosted on Shopify, and that shopping cart is connected to a payment gateway. If you're using Shopify payments, that would be your payment gateway, but it could be Stripe, it could be Authorize.net, it could be a whole bunch of them. And then that payment gateway is connected to a credit card payment processor that allows the transaction to be processed and for you to get your money from your customer. Your credit card processor is connected to a credit card network. That's like Visa, MasterCard, Amex, and the rest of them. And then the credit card network is connected to your customer's credit card issuer. So again, it's Visa, MasterCard, and your customer's bank that supports that. And it just basically kind of goes back to the beginning. So the customer's issuing bank then goes back and gives a response to the card network that gives a response to your credit card processor. And that response is sent back to the gateway and sent back to your shopping cart in order for you to know that that transaction was successful or it was declined. This all happens in a matter of milliseconds, but that is the transaction flow. Now, once you understand that, you'll understand that Shopify payments acts as a gateway and also a credit card processor. Same thing with Stripe. It acts as a payment gateway and a payment processor because it does both things in one platform. For example, Authorize.net. A lot of people say, hey, you know, I'm on Shopify. I want to use Authorize.net. Authorize.net is just a payment gateway. What that means is you can use Authorize.net to connect to thousands of credit card processors. So that option alone really opens up a lot of possible payment processors that you can work with. Now, let me just kind of go through a few of these options and give you the pros and cons of using each. Now, if you're on Shopify, the easiest thing to do is really to use Shopify payments. It's all integrated. There are no additional fees to use Shopify payments other than the credit card transaction fees that Shopify payments will offer you. But there are some caveats to using Shopify payments. First of all, Shopify payments is only available in the US, Puerto Rico, Canada, UK, Ireland, Australia, New Zealand, and Singapore. There could be a few other countries that get added here and there, but it is pretty limiting. And you know, if you're in other parts of the world, you can't even use Shopify payments. Now, you still may want to use Shopify as a platform for your store, but Shopify payments is not in the cards for you in order to operate your business if you're not in one of the regions that I mentioned. Now, another thing that you have to keep in mind is that your rate with Shopify will change depending on the Shopify plan that you use. So you can actually get a lower rate if you subscribe to a higher payment plan with Shopify. You have to be doing, obviously, a significant amount of volume to make it worth it. The base rate is 2.9% plus 30 cents a transaction, and that's available for you as the base plan with paying $29 a month. Now, if you're making five figures or more in sales per month, then you want to look at perhaps taking the medium plan. Now, the medium plan is $79 per month. This is always in US dollars and it could change per region. But in the US, $79 a month will reduce your rate to 2.7% per month plus that 30 cents per transaction. And, you know, obviously you have to be doing five figures plus in order to, you know, make any sense of paying the additional fee. Now, if you are, you know, somebody who's doing six figures plus and really, really high volumes per month, you may want to consider the $299 per month plan, and that will give you a rate of 2.5% plus 30 cents a transaction. So it's really just doing the math and figuring out, you know, if paying $299 a month will be worth it for you to save 0.4% on your transactions. As I said, you have to be doing significant volume to even consider that. Most people will just take that basic $29 a month plan because it will give you what you need in order to get your business started. Now, for marketers that are doing seven figures a month or more, Shopify does have something that they don't really advertise very much, but they do mention it some parts on their website, which is a plus plan that's available on a 1, 2, or 3 year term. And what they'll do is they'll look at your performance and look at your previous processing history in your store and then might be able to get you an even better pricing plan. So in this case, you have to have some processing history and you have to be a tenured business. You can't go straight off the bat and contact Shopify to get that. Now, you may have been working with somebody else in the past. So if you have been working with somebody else and you want Shopify to take a look and give you a competing offer, that's another possibility. But if you're a new business or you have less than a year of processing history, that is probably not going to be an option for you. Now, if Shopify payments is not an option for you, for example, you are out of region, you are a direct response business, direct response businesses, direct to consumer businesses traditionally don't do very well on Shopify. Shopify payments is quite risk averse. So if you would qualify yourself as a high risk business, then Shopify payments is probably not the answer for you. Shopify payments also accepts a lot of other different payment gateways. In fact, they have over 70 different gateways that they support, and these can be very regional and they don't necessarily support credit card payments only. For example, if you're in Europe and you do SEPA payments or direct bank transfers, or you need ACH, or you need some kind of payment wallet, they have a lot of very different regional payment methods to really cater to your market. So take a look and see if there's anything else that you can use. But if we really think about strictly credit card payments, to checkout is one option. Stripe is another one. Although keep in mind that Shopify Payments is essentially a white label of Stripe. So they're very similar in terms of technology, but you could decide, for example, to use Stripe if you have some previous processing history and you want to just upload it into your Shopify payment store. You could also think about using your own payment processor that's not a third-party processor like Stripe or to checkout and so forth. And if you want to do that and work with a provider like DirectPayNet, which is my company, you can actually decide to use the gateway Authorize.net. Now, Authorize.net is just a payment gateway. What that means is that it's just a software that connects your store to a payment processor. As I said earlier, the payment gateway is literally just a connector between your shopping cart and your payment processor. So you can choose to work with a direct merchant account provider like DirectPayNet and still use your Shopify store. And we will connect your credit card processing account to the gateway Authorize.net. So by selecting, for example, Authorize.net, that actually opens you up to thousands of different providers that you can work with and you can negotiate for better terms, better pricing, look for somebody who supports your business type that you're wanting and willing to work with, because Authorize.net really will open that up for you. And Shopify does support Authorize.net as a payment gateway. So keep in mind that you wouldn't contact Authorize.net directly because they're just a software. You would contact a company like DirectPayNet or another merchant account provider, establish a relationship with them, tell them that you're looking to work with Authorize.net as a gateway. They will get you a merchant account. And then what happens after that is they'll plug it into Authorize.net for you. And you just have a username and password that you can plug in directly into your Shopify store. So it's super simple and fast, just like the other solutions that you have, but it gives you a lot more control into your payment process, and you'll probably be dealing with a real person versus bots and so forth. So this might be the best option for you if you're a direct response business, or if you're a high volume business and you need specific things in terms of customer service or reporting or special features. Now you may be wondering, how about PayPal? Where does PayPal fit into this? Now, PayPal is a limiting payment processor, meaning it does have, you know, obviously that brand recognition, and it does have a lot of converts. A lot of people really love to pay with PayPal, but just offering PayPal may actually dissuade some of your customers. So what you want to do is you want to have your own payment processor, for example, Stripe or Shopify Payments, or work with a direct merchant account provider and work with Authorize.net payment gateway, and then perhaps add PayPal as a secondary payment option. PayPal does increase conversions. It does help, you know, push some people through to buying your product or service, but relying on it as your sole payment processor will likely be a more negative than positive for you. Now, I hope that helps and brings a little bit of clarity to the Shopify payments conundrum and figuring out what your best payment solution is and your best payment provider options out there. And if you have any more questions or you need more clarifications on how this works, feel free to comment down below and let me know what you need, or feel free to reach out to me at this email address. And don't forget to like and subscribe for more amazing content on your payment processing. Hope you found today's session valuable. If you have any questions for me or just want to connect, please feel free to visit my website, mariaspiragis.com. That's mariaspiragis.com. I'd love to hear what you're working on, so drop me a line on any hot button issues your business is experiencing. And remember, don't worry about failure. You only have to be right once.